Okay, Daphne Vov Ahmed Aleph. Lange Blätter, specially crafted for 4 days between Yom Kippur and Sukkot, to make sure in case you had any time left. Very interesting. Today's daf has in it Lecha Chol B'Simcha Lachmecha, which is the pasuk of Motzei Yom Kippur. That you should go eat Nesuda because Kvarirat Hashem is Masecha. Tomorrow's blot has Haroya Esrig Bachalim and Haroya Lulav Bachalim. Yeah. Okay, so now the Gemara finished on Nun Heyom and Beis. There's the two dots there, but what it was discussing was that Rabbi said a memory that what a person, Bjornison said a memory that what a person dreams about is what he thought about by day, and Rabbi brought a raya. Because people don't dream about golden palm trees. And people don't dream about an elephant going into a needle head. Obviously, because they don't imagine those things by day, they don't dream about it by night. So now the Gemara is going to continue on that idea. Armalei Kesar Rabbi Yeshua Machanan. The Kesar told Rabbi Yeshua Machanan, there's many discussions with big Divrei Chochma between the Kesar and Rabbi Yeshua Machanan and other places. Amrisu Chachmi Sutuva. They say very smart. Emily, my chazina mechalmoi. If you're so smart, tell me what I'm going to see in my chalm. Amalei, chazis, you're going to see the meshachrilach parsoi, that the parasim will do with you avoidas melech. They'll take you into subjection. Anybody seeing what an article there?
Subjugation.
The next line. V'garbi boch, v'rei boch.
And they can seize you and force you to pasture unclean animals, e.g. pigs, with a staff of gold.
B'chut of the dav, with a golden stick.
What's shachalach? Loshon
shachar, shichar, no? Rashi says, oisim b'chavidus melech. I don't know how that gets into the word. Akoponim, the idea was that there's two things going. First of all, that left the pasture with a golden stick. That's not a very usual thing. Occurrence. And the second thing is, he's talking to a Caesar, right? To a Caesar, a king. And he's telling him that your enemies will take you into subjugation and they will be doing very low work with you. What?
So that's what you didn't dream about. He didn't say that's going to happen.
Right. So, since, like we saw earlier, people took dreams quite seriously, so he got such a pachad from the thought that obviously he thought about it all day. Dreamt about it by night. That was the goinus from Mishum Chanani. Here, Kula Yoyim, all day he thought about it. Lord, Achaz, at night he takasot. Omish from Malkal Shmuel, same type of idea. Shmur Malkal told Shmuel, I'm used to the Chamisa Tuba. They say, very smart, only my Chazino Machamoy, tell me what I'm going to see in my dream. Omle Chazis, the Osirimoy, the Romans will come, Vishavuloch, and they will capture you, Vitachni Boch, Koshiaise, Brichai Dhav. And they'll make you grind seeds of dates with a golden rechaim. Agav, shavuloch means captive, right? V'shav Hashem lekechas shvuscho. We've been saying it very, very many times the past 2 weeks. And I never knew what the title was. V'shav Hashem es shvuscho. Hashem will return. What's shvuscho? I always thought it meant, you're returning. Shvuscho means captivity. The Targum says, shav and shvuscho. And it's two different words. V'shav means return. Shvuscho means shevi. Means captivity. Al-Koponim, so he told them again, something to think about, something to be scared of. Here, Kul Yoyima, Ula Orta, Chaz, and a nighty sword. Now, the rest of the blot, we get into a very interesting story. There was this person, Bar Hedya, who was a Mefasha Chelmihave. He used to interpret dreams. And the whole story here, how he took Abaya and Rava for a ride. That was his name. Zog to Gemara. Have man the Yohev le Igra, whoever would give him money to his Bahedya to interpret the dreams, Mipshal Amal Yusa would interpret it in a pleasant way. Man the Yohev le Igra, if somebody did not give him money, Mipshal Amal Yusa, he would interpret it badly. Yeah? Rav Moti, we're starting now. The rest of the blot is all continuous from this. So, Chaparai in the list, a second. Nun Vav Amar Aleph, around 7-8 lines down. There was a person by Hedya that he was mefasher chal mehave, he would interpret dreams. Man, do you have the igra, whoever would give him money, mefasher le lemal yusi, he would interpret it in a good fashion, or a pleasant fashion. Man, the lawyer of the agra, somebody wouldn't give him money, mefasher le gerusa, he would interpret it in a bad fashion. This is geboit on the idea we saw before, that kol achaloyim is helchan achar pisrin, and whoever a person is mefasher it, as the Gemara said, it has to have some kind of shaykhaz to the dream, but it'll go after the interpretation. Abaye v'Rava chazu chalma. Abaye and Rava both saw a huge dream, which is the rest of the Amud here and Amud Beis. Abaye yov leizuzah. Abaye paid money. Rava lo yov leizuzah. Rava did not pay him money. Amrile, they said as follows. Akrinun b'chalmin. We saw a pasuk. We read a pasuk in our chalim. Most of these pasukim are from the Teichacha. The pasuk says, Shurcha tavuach. I apologize, just one more second. We're starting in Gemara now. Gemara says, Bar Hedya was an interpreter of dreams. People give him money, he would interpret it pleasantly. People did not give him money, he would interpret it in a bad fashion. Abaye and Rava both met up with him. Yeah, this is going to continue here for a while. Abaye and Rava both met up with him. Abaye gave him money, and we'll see, he'll get very good interpretation. Rava, who did not give him money, got in big trouble. So the first story that they said over was as follows. Armeli akrin mechalmin shorcha tavoach leinecha. In our chalom we saw that the pasuk says your ox will be gishocht in front of you and you will not even eat from it. The Rava armelei, so literally it's part of the teichacha. A person's livestock will be taken away, killed, and he won't even have from it. The Rava, to Rava who did not pay him money, armelei psid iskecha, you will lose your business. From the sadness of your heart, you won't have any yishmak in eating. Meaning, sharcha, your business, tavuach, will be killed. You won't eat from it means, because of machmas reiv tzar, you won't want to eat. You'll have a lot of atzloch in your panosah. You'll be so excited and so happy, you won't have an appetite to eat. Next. Armle Akrinon, we learned, they read in the Cholom another Pasuk. Bonim and Bonim's toilet, and I think the end of the Pasuk is, they'll go in Shevi. Yeah, Bonim and Bonim's toilet, Vayulach Kiyach Vashevi. Rav Armle Kvishuse, the Ravi told they will go in captivity. Labaya, the Abaya who paid the money, he told him, Bincho Ubantach Nefishi, you'll have many sons and daughters. Your daughters will marry La'alma to others. And it will seem to you like they're going to Shevi, because they're away by their spouses. And we continue. Again, more psukim that Abaye and Rava both dreamt of. Abaye that paid money got a good interpretation. Rava did not pay money, got a bad interpretation. Another pasuk in Teichacha, that your children, sons and daughters will be given to a foreign nation. Labai Omar Le Tabai told him, Bincho Bincho Nefishin, you'll have many sons and daughters. And now you're going to have to marry them off. At Amr Le Kerevech, you're going to want to marry them to your Kerevim. Vi Amr Le Kerevech. And she's going to say, marry them off to my Kerevim. If Ach Balach shall force you, Vyav Le Kerevech, and you'll have to give your children to marry them off to her Kerevim, to have a Kaam Acher, it will be like a different nation. Meaning, this wasn't a big bracha for Abaye, but at least he got out easy. That sachakel, the shidduchim were made different than he expected. The Rav Amalei, Ravi told, Dvisu shchiva, your wife will die. So how are your kids going into captivity? V'asu b'nei obante, your wife's sons and daughters, leitz achriti, you're going to remarry. So the children of your wife will be given la'am acher, meaning to a different wife. Amalei Rav Amalei, what is one interpretation of this pasuk that your sons and daughters will be given over to foreign nations? It means to be given over to a different wife of the husband. Akrin mechalmin, we had another pasuk we read in the cholm. Leich achayol besimcha lachmecha. Labaya omalei meruva cheskecha. You'll have a lot of panos v'achalta v'shasis. You'll eat, drink, and learn Torah from Rav Simcha. The Rav Amalei, The Rabbi told Psid Iskach, you're going to lose your business. Tavachto avlo yachalto. Vishosiso vikariso. You're not going to eat. So vishosiso vikariso lefekuche pachdecha. You're going to drink, push it to push away your sadness. Akrinon.
Chavosimcha means that you're going to eat and drink to avoid your sadness.
You're going to make yourself happy because of your problems. Zera, right? The pasuk says that the yain is for mori nefesh. Tnu yain le sheicha, yain le oivid ve sheicha mori nefesh. Zera rav toitzi asode. And the end of the pasuk is that you won't end up getting it. You'll have a lot of tevuah. You won't end up getting it because the Arab will eat it up. Labaya omle mireisha. Labaya told the beginning of the pasuk. Zera rav toitzi asode. You'll have much tevuah. Rav, let me say, he told the end of the pasuk, which means that you won't end up eating it because the Arba will be eating it. Akrinon, another pasuk they had in the cholam, Zaysim Yulucha B'chol G'vulecha, you'll have many olives, olive trees in your estate. And the end of the pasuk is, this is all pasukim from the Teicha and Kisavai, and the end of the pasuk is, V'shem Elay Sasuch Kishal Zisecha, you won't end up having oil from it because the Zaysim will get ruined. Abaya Om Lemireisha, which is a bracha, the Rav Om Lemiseifa, which is a klal. Akrinon v'ro kol ami ha'aretz. The pasuk says, all the goyim will see that Hashem Hashem Nikra lechav yorim mecha, the goyim will be scared of you. Abaya Om Alei, why will they be scared of you? Nafak loch shmod yesh mesif tavis. It'll go out of shame that you're going to become a Rosh Yeshiva. Eimos ha'nofles ba'alma. Everybody's going to have a pachat from you. Vest ha'gris Rosh Yeshiva. The Rav Om Alei, Bedaina de Malka itber umitfast begam vi. You're going to be the Malchus will be mishpat you as a ganif. Bedaina ikula alma kalvachoyim minoch. Everybody's going to say, "Whoa! You see what happened to Rava? You better be careful and stay away from starting up with the Malchus." Meaning they'll be scared because of the tzaras that happened to you. Lamochad next day itber bedaina de Malka vasav slerav. Taka happened that the Malchus came and started up with Rav. Again?
Do you think it really happened? Or?
Yeah, sure. The only time we found
you'll see at the end, Rav was very, very upset at the story.
So what did he
do? What? Either he didn't know that this trick. You see the end of the Gemara. He didn't know this trick that if you pay money, he interprets it different. It could be he didn't know the whole cloud that Kailafi Pisrin, Nufida Pisrin. Omale, he said as follows. Chazon, I saw chaso, a leaf of lettuce. I'll put doni on top of a barrel. Abay omale, ayef is kachok chasa. It'll be spread out like a leaf of lettuce. The Rav omale, mor is kachok chasa. We know chasa is type of mor. It'll be bitter like chasa. Omale, chazon, bisro, I'll put doni. I saw meat on the mouth of a barrel, meaning the barrel of wine. Abay omale, bosim chamracha. It'll be very good, your wine. Everybody will come to buy from you meat and wine and all geshmak hazachin. Your wine will get sour. You won't be able to drink it by itself. You'll only be able to drink it agav, a piece of meat, to balance out the sharpness of the taste. I saw a barrel hung up, strung up high on a tree, on a palm tree. Your business will be high up like a decal, meaning everybody will try to get hold of it. It'll be very hard to get hold of. Everybody running after it. It'll be sweet. Right? We know dvash in the Torah comes in tomorrow. It'll be sweet, meaning everybody will have such a geschmack in it. Why? Because it'll be very, very cheap, which means that he's not making too much business. I saw a rimoin, the kadochi apum doni, it's sitting on the mouth of a barrel. It sounds like the barrel was their business, the wine. Labai omle oshik ischa karumna. It'll be expensive, your business. It'll be very worth a lot of money, like a rimoin is expensive. Rav omle kavi ischa karumna. It'll be sharp, not so sweet tasting, like a rimoin. Omle chazan chavita dofal bir. I saw a barrel, which again refers to a panosa, that fell into a boyer. Labai Amalei, Abai told Mitvi Yischach, Mitvi Yischach, people will want your Isaac, your business. The Omar, Nofa, Peter Birla Yishtak, there's a memory of people say that the pass fell into the boyer and you can't get hold of it, meaning people are looking for it. So it'll be a very mutzlechdig business that everybody will be running after having shaykhs to it. The Rav Amalei, Psid Yischach, you'll lose your business. And you'll throw it in the hole. We saw a chamoyer, a young donkey, that... What's Isdon? What's Isdon? Menoyer's brain.
Standing near their heads.
Isdon is a head? Okay. Oh, Rashi says, sorry. Rashi Yosef. Near the heads? Correct. Standing near the heads, and it was brain. Rabbi Amalei. Tabai said, Malaka Havis, Vikoyamo, you're going to become a Melech, which means Rosh Yeshiva, Mamalaka Rabbonon, and Vikoyamo Yaloch, and there'll be in a Torgumon saying over your shear, so that's what it means, that there'll be somebody braying near your head, near where you sit and give over the shear, there'll be somebody saying it over. Rav Omlei, Peter Chamor, God mitfiloch. The word Peter Chamor is erased in your tefillin. I saw it was there. The Vav is definitely missing. It's himself, Ravi went himself. And the rest of these cases we can see only Ravi's Chalemis. The outside post of the door fell. Your wife is going to die. My teeth fell out. Amalei bincha ubintcha shachman, your children will die. Amalei chazoi tati yerin di parchan, I saw two pigeons that are flying out. Amalei trei nashi megarsh, it's going to be megarsh, two wives. Amalei chazoi trei garli di lifta, two heads of turnip. Amalei trei kupi balas, you're going to get two bangs over your head. Also, Rav Ahu yoyimo v'yosev bey medrasha, kuli yoyimo. He went and sat mismanaged all day. Ashka chanu trei sag, maybe to protect himself from getting hit over the head. Ashka chanu trei saginoyer. There was two blind people there. They have a command to the door. They were fighting with each other, and they were blind, so their aim wasn't so precise. Also, Rava perkinu, Rava mixed in to break the fight. Umachul Rava trei trei. They hit Rava twice over the head. Mamash like the dream. They picked up the stick to hit him again. Omar, so Rava said, Mr. Ayat Train Chazoy, I'm sorry, I don't deserve a third one. I only saw two in my dream. The Sai Pastor Rav Yal Igra, some saf. I imagine Rava got wind that there's an Aitzah to give him money. Omle Chazoy Ashisa. No, it could be it means, he didn't happy, it sounds like. Could be it means he gave him money now, since he was placed from so many chalimis, so he gave him money. Without knowing that things would change. Only Chazoy Ashisa Dinafal, I saw my house fell down. Only Nechasim Blame Tzaram Kanisa. A wall fell down, maybe. Ashisa, a wall?
Wall.
A wall fell down. Nechasim Blame Tzaram Kanisa. You have a wall. A wall is Magbil. Right? It. What's the word?
Boundary.
It's Magbil you.
Limits.
It limits you, right. It limits you in the walls. The wall fell down, so now you will have nechasim without limits. I saw Abaya's palace fell down. And it was covered with dust. Abaya is going to die. And his yeshiva, you will be taking it over. I saw my palace falling down, my house falling down. And everybody came and took away brick by brick. Everybody will be grabbing onto them and spreading it out all over. My head split open, and my brains fell out. It's nothing. It's just some feathers fell out of your pillow where you put your head. Omalei akariyun halolo mitzra b'chelma. I was reading Halal HaMitzri. Right? There's two Halals. There's Halal HaGodl and Halal HaMitzri. Halal HaGodl is all the Kilelam Chazdois. And Halal HaMitzri is what we say on Yontif. It talks about Mitzrayim. It says Yisrael Mitzrayim. So he's reading Halal HaMitzri. Amalei Nisa Mitzrayach Shloch. You're going to have an S happening to you. Just like Halal is said on an S. Havaka Ozl Badei Ba'arba. They're both going together on a boat. Rav with Berhedya. Omer, so Berhedya said to himself, Ba'adi Gavad Mitzrayach Shlis Alamli. Why in the world should I want to get stuck here with a person that a Ness is going to happen to? What does that mean? Because if it's miyuyid to happen a Ness to Rava, so that could be he'll be nitzel, right? Which means, in other words, the boat will sink and Rava will be saved. So that wouldn't be a very lucky thing for Behedya to get involved with. So Behedya quickly ran off the boat. Behadi the Kasalik, as he was going off the boat, not full sifrimine, was in a rush to get off, and his book of charms fell down. Ashkechi Rav found it, v'chazan he saw in it, avik sivbe it said in it, koa chaloim v'yisrael chanacharape. All the chaloimis go the way they're interpreted. Which means that all these tzores that Rav had was the cause of the way it was interpreted by Behadi. Oh my Rosha that you are, but the doch kaima was telling you with tzart and kuli high, and you made me so many tzaris. Kula michel noch, I'm michel all of them. Bar mi bar to Rav Chizda. Besides Rav Chizda's daughter, which was Rav's wife that died, Yehirava the limsa arugarvel de malchusa. He cursed him that he should be given over to the malchus. The limrach mole, which won't have any rachmonis to do. Interesting, we see the Malchus Da'ara is not Ken Malchus Derekia, right? Screaming a whole day, because Baruch was Karach Mechanon. Sounds like if we're giving over to the Malchus, there's not too much Rachmonis left. Omer Mai Avid, he was very scared by Hedya. Gmir Kilas Chacham Afil Bechinom Yibah. A call of a Chacham, even if it's not Niskayim, what he cursed because of, still it's Niskayim the Klala. The Kol Shkin Rava, the Bedina Galite, and definitely Rav is Klala, which he cursed very correctly. Amar Ikum Egli. I'll go into Golos. I'm not sure if this is a Yid or a Goy. I'll go into Golos. Golos Machaperis. Golos is Machaper. Right? It says we're going to a Sukkah, Yefti Yom Kippur, just in case there is Digzar on us Golos, which means a sky with going into the Sukkah. Kom Goli Lebei Rimoi. He went to Rome. Ozi Yofa Pischa Derish Tunizina. He sat by the door of the Shomer of the Oitzar Melch, of the treasurer, to in the Malkah. Reish Ruzino Chazachalm. So the treasurer saw a dream, and obviously Behed didn't keep himself privately. He was Mepharsim, or let me know that he's a Poyse Chalomis. Only Chazoy Chalm of the Isle, Machta Betzbo Isai. I saw a dream, in the dream, that a needle is going into my hand, my fingers. Amalei, Havli Zuza, give me money. Loi Havli, he wasn't asking to give him money. Amalei, Loi Amalei Vle Midi. So he didn't want to tell him anything. Amalei, Chazoy Dinof Al Tchilta Betarat and Tzboisei. I saw that a worm was crawling into two of my fingers. Amalei, Havli Zuzi, so give me money, I'll tell you an interpretation. Loi Havli, Vle, he didn't give him, Vle Amalei. He didn't answer him anything. Omlai told him again, Chazoy Dravel Techel Bukul Yoda. I saw a worm curling through my whole hand. And Vice Tis Behedya had enough of getting questions without money. He told him, Omlai Nafal Techel Bukul Shiroi. Worms are eating up all the silk of the king. Shami Malka, Kanir Attack happened, that the worms attacked all the silk of the king. Shom b'malka, and in the king's house, they heard about it. Vasul Resh Turzina. So they brought the treasure. Katalei, they wanted to kill him. Amalei, I know, Amai Eisulai, Laida Aviyod of Leomar. Why are you bringing me? Bring the person that knew about it and didn't warn us. Because Behedya obviously knew about it. And he didn't tell us before that this was going to happen. Aisul Behedya. They brought Behedya, Amalei, Amtu Zuza Didoch. Chorvu Shiroi. The Malka, because of your $2 that you wanted to make off the interpretation, the Melech loses all his shiroi and all his silk. Kvisu train arazi b'chavla. They took two arazim, two big pieces of wood, and they tied them with a rope to it. Also, chad kare l'chad arazi, chad kare l'chad arazi, each leg to a different pole. V'shor l'chava ad itzlik reishi, and they split them in half. Also, kol chad v'chad v'kom aduchti v'itzlik. V'nofal v'train. He split into two. They gave him a misa mishone. This was his oynish for zechapin with Rav. Shoal ben domo ben achoyzal shevishmol shevishmol. Okay, so I think this is the end of the story with Behedia. And can you do kol yivecha Hashem? Right. Shoal ben domo ben achoyzal shevishmol shevishmol.
That all the things that he
told
happened.
Right. Correct. They ask what happened to his. He told him his sons and daughters also die. Why did he say he was only Meichel, not Meichel, but his wife? I don't know the answer. It didn't happen yet. I'm not sure.
It's a pshat will happen because he didn't pay.
What's pshat what?
Happened because he
it didn't happen to Rav because he didn't pay. That's why Bahed gave that interpretation. Why Rav got it? It didn't show mind. What the way with the Oizgefirt was by not paying Berhedia. Berhedia was upset. Berhedia gave him a better interpretation. It wasn't intrinsically that if you pay, you get a better interpretation. It's because Berhedia liked money. That's what he told him. He's a Rosh. It was up to him. If it wouldn't be up to him, it wouldn't be a Rosh.
There's another Gersa that the Tukte cipher that says he wasn't wiping him for the deaths of his wife and his children.
Ah. Okay.
But I should have known that the curse was coming, but he was interpreting the dreams for the king there.
Yeah, the risky business.
So he knew that there was a curse in him already, and he was going to.
Yeah.
Plus, he knew that he was in the sky anyway, before he was there.
Plus, he was very, very, very money hungry, what should I tell you? He didn't learn his lesson. Hanami.
Money blinds, right?
Yeah, you know they say Mordi Gavot, the Ger Rebbe says that it says Shvuel ben Gershim, Enikol from Moshe Rabbeinu. It says that he became a Meshoris by Pesel Micha. He was a caretaker by Pesel Micha. So Dovra Malchi asked him, how in the world did you get involved in this? So he said he has a Kabbalah from Zayde Moshe Rabbeinu that a person should. Better than take tzedakah, he should be over Avodah Zarah. Which means not to be Dino Avodah Zarah, Chas V'Shalom, to serve in the house of Avodah Zarah. So the Gemara says it was a mistake. Moshe Rabbeinu said was it's better to be Ovid in Avodah, which is Zarloi, a kind of job that is foreign to him, better than taking tzedakah. So the Gemara says, Don Amal said, Kivon Shero, Shaloh Tachar Kesef, is man him on the Itzaras. Since he saw he was so low for money, he made him a mumunah on the oitzer and he was fine. So, frak the basis rule, how do you see he was lot after money? He needed panos. Who says lot after money? So, Ger Rebbe, very sharp, he said, not a geldfresse can nem Moshe Rabbeinu's vayetin and says, I ibedrein. You have to be a very, very, very lot after money to be able to say, take such a member from Moshe Rabbeinu and dreid, and it means to serve in the house of the Zohar. Kalpon, this guy Kenir was quite money hungry and didn't learn his lesson until clothes in the sky. Shalom ben Domes ben Achoyse Yishol Bishmol Yishol Bishmol Reisi Shnei Lech Yesh Enoshu. I saw in a dream my two cheeks fell out. Omer Shnei Gdudei Roimi Yatzol Lech Ro Umeisu. Two Gdudim of Roim said bad about you, which is the idea of the jaws that they're talking about you, and they fell out means and they died. Omer Le, meaning the idea here is even if something looks quite bad in a dream, if it's niftar latoiv, it can come out good. Omalei baraka parla rabbi, ra'isi choit mishonosha, I saw my nose fall out. Omalei, charoin af nistalik, mimcha. Af, right, is a nose. Charoin af, means usually because steam comes out of a person's nose when he's upset, it's a nicker on a person's nose, some kind of charoin af. So the nose fall out means the charoin af is nistalik from you. Omalei, ra'isi shnei yodesh shnechtcha, I saw my two hands be cut off. Omalei, la'itztarach l'maisidecha. You won't have to work hard for your panos. with 2 feet cut off. He'll be able to drive in a Lincoln and you won't have problems of exerting your feet. You're going to die in Adar and you won't live to see Nisan. You'll die in COVID. And you won't come to an Nisan. So until now, that was Rabbi Shmuel's nephew.
No.
Yeah. Ben Dama, Ben Achoisish Rabbi Shmuel, yes, Rabbi Shmuel. Sorry, you're right. That was the Gemara before. Now, it's Tzadoki, yes, Rabbi Shmuel. And obviously, it wasn't Rabbi Tzadik, it's Tzadoki. Ra'isish Animash Kishem Lazesim. I am pouring Shemen onto Zesim. Amalei Baal Imoy. The shaman comes from the Zayas. Like a child comes from his mother, it means Baal Imoy. Amalei Chazoy de Katif Likoyichvai. So I was grabbing a star. Amalei Bar Yisrael Ganavta. You stole a yid. Yid not like stars. And if you grab the star, it means you gambled a yid. Amalei Chazoy de Balasi Likoyichvai. So I swallowed a star. Amalei Bar Yisrael Zavante. You sold a yid. Va'achlis Ldomi. And you ate up the money. Amalei Chazoy Einoi Dinashkin Adodi. I saw my eyes kissing each other. Amalei Ba Alachoisei. He was born his sister. So a Moyridik, a Moyridik of from Ter Tamima. It's a mamash, half of a fella. He says, in Chazal Shtei, the famous mice we see on Tisha B'Av, with the son and daughter of Yishmael King Gadol. That they mazavid them together and cried all night till Yotzen Yishmosen. Shtei in Chazal. Al ze koinenish yo eini yerdomayim. Why? There's a lot of sad things going on. Why this pasuk?
Eini.
See, shells too. This gemara. Eini is a brother to a sister. The gemara says here that he saw in the chalm that two eyes were nashkin adodi, which means he's baal achoisei. That's eini yerdomayim is on bnoyim b'tishoy b'shmo.
All these things.
Right.
Chalayim,
yeah.
That they happen.
Correct. Correct.
What did you see? Wasn't telling he's
going to
do these things. Correct. Telling him, I. Why did you see
a brother
and sister
be mom? Again?
It says it. If it already happened.
Right.
Who was the brother and sister
about? What do you mean, where?
He.
No, 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 he. This Tzadoki was Baila's sister. So, how did the Rishmal know he's Baila's sister? Because it says the word, he had in his dream two eyes kissing. Two eyes mean a brother and a sister. So to me, Mishalang Tzu, Eini Yerdomayim refers to a story of a brother and a sister. Not that they will boil each other. Stam, the idea of two eyes referring to a brother and a sister.
Not that it actually happened. But
not that it happened where? Over there? In Kinnus Chas V'Shalom? No. Al Kalponim is he asking how he dash all these terrible things. So the emes is stayed by Bilam. The Gemara darshens kol min every derosh it has. Darshens shrek lechazachin. And stayed in Chazal that by a rosh like that kol mash yochal lidrosh lira yidarshen. Yeah, you can assume any bad thing yidarshen taka happened, as we'll see later in the Gemara. The hemshchelis meisen. So I was kissing the moon. Right? Yisrael is Nimshal to Lavon. What's this? Tuna is a. No, I don't know what tuna is. Asa is a hados. What's tuna?
Shadow.
I'm stepping on the shadow of a hados. We know about the chasnas that says they used to dance with hadasa. Right? Three hadasa used to juggle. Tuna me iloi. I saw it. What's this tuna? A shadow, is it? I'm not sure.
So shadow above me.
Above me,
and then it was below me.
And it was below me. Mishkavach hafuch. That you drained the chib in the oifen of Tashmish. Amalei chazoi urvi the hadvil purye. I saw.
What about that Tashmish that he did with Namarasa?
Okay. Chazoi Urvi, I saw an Oriv, how do you say an Oriv?
Raven.
The Hadal Apuria that was returning to bed. Amalei Ish Chazinsa Menosh Maharbi. Your wife was Mazana with many people. Amalei Chazay Yoni Dadal Apuria. I saw a pigeon that was coming back to the bed. Amalei Nosh Maharbi Timesi Yu Matama Meni Noshim. What?
Dove.
Sorry. My mistake wasn't in the word yoni, my mistake wasn't in the word pigeon. Sorry. Amalei Chazay Denaketre Yoni Upochen. You're holding on to two doves. And they flew away. Omalei Tarat in Ashin Isvis, married two wives, but just when they get, he sent them away without a get. Omalei Chazoi de Kalifno Bay, I was peeling an egg. Omalei Shichvi Kom Shalchis, you undressed mason. Omalei, listen to this, Hidah here. Kulu Isnubi, they all are true. Bar Meha the lesser. This last thing here about undressing mason, that's not true. No, he caught him. There was one thing that wasn't true. At the Hachi Hachi, during the conversation, Asya Ayitza, his lady, I don't know, his wife, came and Vamalei, Haiglima de Michsa, this cloak that you're wearing, the Gavra Pliny who the Miz, it's so and so's cloak, he died, Vashalche, Ashalchte, and I took it off him. Omalei Chazayd Amalei, I saw, now this is all the bad things he did, but I was going to tell him other things that Kanira, he was invited to place in the true fashion, even though it wasn't bad things. Chazoid Amli Shvak Loch Avuch Nichse Bikaputkia. I saw Nacholm that they said my father left me over Nachasim. Where? In Kaputkia. Amli Islach Nichse Bikaputkia. Do you have any kind of business in Kaputkia that it could be possible? Amli Lav. No. He says, "Oz lavul kaputki." Did your father maybe go there and get nechasim there? Amalei lav. No. Im kain. So it doesn't mean kaputki. It's a drosha. Kafa keshura dika asar. In the 10th koira. Keshura kafa means keshura beam in Russian Parsi, and deka means 10. Now she explains. In the 10th beam, you have money. Zil, Chazi, Kafadresh, Asara, Shimle, Zuzi. He went and found at the top of the 10th beam, there was a whole bunch of money hidden there. Ozla Ashkach, Shimle, Zuzi. Amram Chanina, Haroye, Be'er, that was the end of that story. Amram Chanina, Haroye, Be'er, Bachaloim, Roye, Shon. If a person sees a well in his dream, he sees peace. Shenemar v'yachber avdi Yitzchok menachavim tzushar b'armoyim. That was ifta the machleks. Levnos noyim motza toyo shenemar ki mitzoyim motza chayim uksivocho be'er mayim chayim. Rav Omar chayim mamish, it means life. Omar Abchanan shloish shloim is saying there are three types of dreams that mean peace. Nor a river flowing, tzipor, a bird, and kadera, a kettle. That is a famous book, I think. How's it called?
River
Feldi. That's from this Gemara.
Shiva from Nice Roll.
Ah, Rabbi Feldman?
Yeah, he released the book.
Upon a vice days, he learned involved in base. In Brachas. He learned a lot more than that. Diksiv, Hinani Noit, Elacha Kanar Shalim. That's how you know Nahar. Tzipor diksiv, tziporam ofois, kenyogan Hashem tzvokois, kaderi diksiv, Hashem tishpois sholim lonu. I think it's a famous joke that they say, that how does kaderi make peace? Each one of these, you're probably looking at Sefer. He probably explains it to Tav Das, each one. But the simple one, huh?
It's about sholim lonu.
Yeah, he knows everything. Man, felt this is some deeper, much deeper thing in his meanings also. Akoponim, but the simple pshat, I think, kaderi they say is, that a kedera, we know the two arch enemies are fire and water, right? Fire and water can't live together. It's either the water is going to put out the fire, or the fire is going to dry out the water. And the way they can both be matzliach together is if you have a pot in the middle, right? You have a fire under it, water inside, and it cooks up the water, everybody's matzliach. So the famous joke is that the pot in the middle gets burnt, right? Gets black. Meaning, shalom is a very important thing, but sometimes the guy gets stuck in the middle. Making the shalom. Shalom. Omer Chanino B'Teh Hashem Abbasar, talking about a pot that does not have meat. Shanino. Pirshu kasher b'sir kubaser b'toich kalachas, which means that a pot with meat is not such a good thing. Now we're going to say a whole bunch of different psukim that it's shaykh for a person to have in his dream that kenire can be interpreted for good and for bad. So he should chaper line quickly and say a good pasuk that shouldn't be chal on him in a bad way. A person sees a nohar, a river, that Kodesh Baruch Hu says he's going to be mated with us, kenar sholim. Before different pasuk comes, ki yovei kanohar tzor, like the enemy will come like a flowing river. Haroya tzipor b'chalim, person sees a bird, yashkem yomer, ki tziporim ofeis, kein yogein, that they shall be megin on us. Koidim shekmina pasuk acher, before different pasuk comes, ki tzipor noidadatam min kone, a tzipor that is flying away from its home. Haroya keder b'chalim, yashkem yomer, Hashem tishpois sholim lonu, Hashem should, what's the Hashem tishpois? It's something to do with a pot. Why is this? This word? Koyim shengen pasuk acher, svois heiz asir, svois sovis. Horoye anovim b'chalim. If a person sees grapes in his dream, yashkem yoyimar, ka anovim b'amidbar. Koyim shengen pasuk acher, before you see the different pasuk, anovimoy inve roish. Which is all the clawless nazim. Horoye har b'chalim. If a person sees a mountain, yashkem yoyimar, manovu, ale horim ragim mevaser. How sweet is it? The footsteps of the Mevaser that's come to Mevaser Toiv, Kodeshim Pasuk Acher, a Pasuk of Avelos of Tisha B'av Alaharim, Esau B'chi Vonehi. You all know he's saying how he'll cry about the harm, he'll mourn about the harm. Haroya Shofar B'chalayim, person sees a Shofar, Yashkim Yemer, Vahoya B'yimahu, you talk of Shofar God, that lost Lavoy will come, and Kodesh Baruch Hu, or Shiach, whoever it is, will blow with a big shofar. Right? Why shofar gadol? Saying davening. Tikab shofar gadol. Says there was two shofars of the Isle of the Akedah. The left one was used by Mount Torah, and the right one by Lasid Lavi. Koyim shengen pasuk acher, tiku shofar begiva. Horei kelev b'chaloyim, yashkim yem v'chol b'nei Yisrael, l'yechatz klov l'shoyne. Koyim shengen pasuk acher, v'aklovim azei nefesh. Horei ari b'chaloyim, presence is a lion, Yashkim Yemir, Ari Shag, Milayiro, Kodim Shrek Bosak Acher, Ola Ari Misivchoi. Hurrieta Galachas Bachalim, this person sees a haircut in his dream, Yashkim Yemir, Ve Galach, Ve Chalif Simloisov. Kodim, that he, this is when he's being brought to Gedula in front of the Melech, so it says he had to take a haircut and change his clothes. Kodim Shrek Bosak Acher, Him Galachti, Vesar Mimeni, Koichi by Shimshin. That he told Lila that if he cuts over his hair, he'll lose all his keiches because his keiches comes from being a nazi. Roya be'er v'chaloyim yashkim yomer be'er mayim chayim koyim shengen pasuk acher ba'akir beer mimeho. Haroya kone v'chaloyim, person sees a reed in his dream yashkim yomer kone rotutz lo yishover. It won't be broken. Koyim shengen pasuk acher he nivatachloch al mishenes hakone harotutz on the very weak breakable kone. Tana rabbonu. If a person sees a reed, which is the lashon of kone, he should expect to get chachma. Shenemar, kone chachomim, kone chachom, kone chachma. Sorry, kone chachma. Reish is chachma, knei chachma. Konim, if he sees many reeds, yitzap lebino. Shenemar, v'chol kinyonecho, knei bino. Omer Rab Zeir Kora, a pumpkin, Koire, that's from the around the day tree, Kira, wax, and Kanya is a kone that we just spoke about, Kulu Ma'alu L'chaoma, they're all good in a dream. Tanya, Ein Mayer Deluin, Elam, they don't show pumpkins or gourds, only to real Yerushalayim. That would be a reason why what we just mentioned before would be a good thing to dream about, the car. Haroya shor b'chaloyim, if a person sees a shor, yashkim yoyimar, you should say b'chor shor yihodoloy, which the bracha of Yosef. If there's a bracha, koidim sheikdomen posik acher, ki yigach shor yish is shor. There are five things said about somebody who dreams about a shor. Ha'oichlum, sorry, if somebody eats its basar in his dream, his asher becomes rich. If it kicks, if it gores, it's a sim that'll have children that are menageach and Torah, that tumble in learning. If it bites him, yisurim bonal avlav, yisurim ba'ato, if it kicks him, because means he has a long trip to take. Rachvoy, if he wrote on it, Eilu L'Gdula, it means he's going to be Eilu L'Gdula. V'atanya Rachvoy Meis, didn't we learn that if he rides a shoyer, it means he's going to die? Lo'ikasha, hadi Rachavula Tura, hadi Rachavula Yidei. If he rides on top of a shoyer, that means he's Eilu L'Gdula. If the shoyer rides on top of him, that means he's going to die. Haraya Chamor B'chaloi, person dreams about a Chamor. It's happily Yeshua. You should expect Yeshua Shanemar, the Pasuk by Mashiach, Hine Malakach, Yaveloch, Tzadik, Venoishahu, Oni, Venoicha, Valachamur, that Mashiach will come as an Oni riding on a donkey. Right? That same donkey that Avraham Avinu rode onto the Akeda. Aroya Chatul Bachaloim, somebody sees a cat in his dream. Basa, they call it Shunra, so there's different names for it. In a place where they call it a Shunra, Nasalai, Shira, Noah. He'll have some good things to think about. Shinra, what they call Shinra Nasli Shinui Ra, will happen to him or change to the bad. If a person sees grapes in his dream, Levonois, if it's white, Bamez white grapes, Bamez Manamench, Levzman, both of them ripe, not ripe, Yofois, they're good. Shchoyrois, but if the black grapes, Vzmanon, if it's ripe, Yofois, they're good. Loibzmanon, Rois, they're not good. Royasus, love of Machaloim, if a person sees a white horse in his dream, Bamezachas, Bamezrodos, both if it's calm or if it's chasing, Yofeloi, it's a good simon. Odoim, but if it's a red horse, Benachas Yofe, if it's going calmly, it's good. Birod of Kasha, if it's chasing, it's not so good. Anybody ever saw a red horse?
Probably means like brownish, yeah, brownish red.
Paraduma. It looked like red, like a traffic light. The word Odoim means brown also. That's very gay in the sugya of Maris. Many, there's a major machlokes about the color brown. This is a machlokes from the Beis Meir's days that was never nifshat. What happened to Shulchan Aruch? Why wasn't it mentioned? They talk about green, white, they don't talk about. And one of the big tainis is this tainis, that the word Odoim includes brown in the Torah. Paraduma, it doesn't mean bright red, it means brown. Haroya Yishmael Bachaloim. If a person sees Yishmael in his dream, Tfilos in Yishmael, his tefillah will be niskayim. It will be listened to. V'dafka Yishmael ben Avram. We're talking about Dafka Yishmael ben Avram. Right? By him it says that Hashem heard the Kol Anar. I will tie a Baalma, just an Arab. No, Loi. It doesn't mean that. It won't be listened to. Or at least it won't have the symbol of being listened to. Horeya Gomel Bachaloim. If a person sees.
I didn't know if he saw Yishmael.
He saw Avram Avinu walking to the Akedah and telling him, stay there.
He
saw somebody wandering with a chemis, chemis maim.
Mother,
divine. Huh? Divine
mother.
He sees a camel in his dream. Misa nikras leim shamayim v'tzilu meno. Means he was saved from Misa. Where'd that come from? Amcham Reb Chanina Maikra, Va'anoichi Eirid Imcha Mitzrayimah, Va'anoichi Alcha Gamaloi. Yeah, if you read it quick enough, if you're in a rush to finish the daf, that reads Gamaloi. A Gamal. So it's Mimuram is that the Ebershu is being Matzlan. Reb Nachman Yitzchak, Amar Mehacha, Gam Hashem Erech Atoschich, Loi Samus, Gam is Mimuram is on Gamal, that the Kedesh Baruch Hu is Matzlan from Misa. Horeya Pinchos Bachaloim, the person sees Pinchos Pele Nasaloim. It'll be done to him a Nes, a Pele. Just like it was done to Pinchos, like the Gemara says, Bishas, he killed Zimri, 10 Nisim were done to him.
How it is that when he has a dream, that the same way he could have a dream, the person realizes while he's in the dream, oh, that's Pinchos.
Horeya Pil Bachaloim, the person sees a elephant, Ploys Nasaloim. Pilim, if he's a few ploy ploys nasli. Vatanyo kolomini chayois yofin lachaloim chutzna pilum nakoif. doesn't say that all chayes are good in a dream besides a elephant and a monkey. Like Kashe, or the misarig, or the loy misarig. If it has a ukif on its back, a saddle, then it's good. Mashenke, maybe that means it can be tamed, taken care of. Or the loy misarig, then it is bad. This, the whole idea, as we started off the other day, chaloymis are to some extent a little bit of an avur. Right, so that probably goes in to say that as close as a person is to ideas called like Navua, that's how close he is to having accurate chalomis.